on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Wanted to take you over to Strawn now. On the West Coast, there was a Telstra phone outage on the weekend. Liz Hamer is a West Coast farmer. She was living through it on the weekend. Liz, good morning to you.
Morning, Leon. How are you?
I'm well, Liz, but I wouldn't like to be without my phone for, 24 plus hours. What happened?
Look, I don't know what the technical difficulties were with the tower, but the outage said that we weren't going to get phone coverage back on until the 24th of December.
No, come on. 24th of December.
Seriously. Yeah, have a look on the website. Because there was such a high quantity of complaints and reports of faults, Telstra got down here as quick as they could to try and restore services by Saturday afternoon.
So you were out for 32 hours or so?
Yep.
Right.
It was
how widespread was this, Liz? Like, was this all of the Telstra community?
No, I believe that it was only Zeehan and Strawn that copped the brunt of it. There was no internet, no FPOS. We couldn't buy fuel. The tourists were quite rude, thinking it was a Strawn problem, and it was actually a Telstra problem. They've been quite rude to some of our customer providers, which is a bit unfair, but I think we were better off 40 years ago with no choices of mobiles and just landlines, because I'll be honest with you, I rely heavily on the mobile.
Mm.
With all the tourists that were here over the weekend, we had people broke down on the side of the road having to send in messages with locals to get assistance. And some of our elderly are a little bit crook at the moment, and they relied heavily on a phone call to say, are you okay?
And
that was not provided.
Yep, all of that not possible for 30 or something hours over the course of Friday and into Saturday. Good on you, Liz. Lovely to chat this morning. What happened to the mobile phone coverage in Strawn on Tasmania's west coast on Friday? Let's find out. Michael Patterson's Regional General Manager for Telstra in Tasmania. Michael Patterson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
What happened, Michael, to the Telstra coverage over west on the weekend, please?
Yeah, thanks, Leon. We had an outage at Strawn, a 3G and 4G outage at Strawn. Happened about 12:40 on Friday afternoon, and we sent our technicians out there immediately to see if the issue could be rectified on the ground at one of our exchanges, but it couldn't. It needed specialist staff to go up the tower at Mount Reid. So on Saturday, the team went out there, identified the problem and then fixed it. And it's just to do with that the network is exposed to extreme conditions. There's a lot of moisture there. We had some moisture in the network, which impacted it. And we're taking steps to make sure that the issue doesn't occur again.
That's a pretty big impost for the community of the West Coast, given Telstra's dominance in the market over there and the length of the outage. I mean, when did the service get restored, Michael?
It was 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And, Leon, I was talking to customers all weekend, and I absolutely understand, obviously, it's a big inconvenience, the mobile network going out. There are two paths into the West Coast, and there's one path that supports the fixed network, so landlines and also broadband, and one that supports the mobile network. Unfortunately, the mobile network was impacted, but the fixed network was still operational. So if customers had fixed broadband or a landline, they can connect their FPOS and wireless services to Wi-Fi, and also they can make and receive calls on their mobile using Wi-Fi calling as well. So I was trying to emphasise some of those points. And I think there's a bit of a need, absolutely, for us to go and educate the community about those options.
But most people now use FPOS that is built around the mobile network, do they not?
Yeah, I think FPOS is versatile in as far as it can be connected to the mobile network. But it's very important to have some redundancy. So using it, connecting to the Wi-Fi network or fixed broadband is also an option. And that certainly helps with business connectivity.
Okay. Michael, on your website at one point, did you have that the service wouldn't be restored until the 24th of December? Because that gave Liz a heart attack. Well, not actually a heart attack, but it had her blood pressure elevated.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Leon. We're still investigating why some of those, that date was put up there. It was obviously wrong because we immediately swung into action, had our teams on the ground on the same day it occurred, and then the following day when we needed some specialist team members to go up the tower.
How would you describe the state of the network over the West? We've talked before and you've improved the Tulla mobile signal in recent years. I mean, how would you describe the quality of service and the reliability of service in Tasmania's West Coast at the moment?
It's absolutely improved, Leon. You know, we've had some issues a few years ago, but I do know that there's been a couple of recent outages that have affected our customers. We are investing into the network. We've invested recently $5 million on the West Coast. We have built another site at Tulla. We are you know, continuing to invest in the West Coast. I know that we've got some maintenance teams going out to the West Coast over the next few weeks as well to do maintenance at the same time as other work they're doing out there. So we are investing into the West Coast. We're, you know, maintaining services. This was out of our control, unfortunately, a network weather event. But we are doing everything we can to keep the services operational and as best quality as possible.
And just finally this morning, last time you and I spoke, it was in the context of Lake Leake and the services out that way. How are the promised sort of assessments and improvements coming along there, Michael?
We've made some recent changes. And I think after that issue, customers' services were restored. And I think early next year, we're going to do a major upgrade. So there's going to be improved services at Lake Leake. And just recently, we've connected at the Kalangadu store a Telstra Go repeater, which provides, captures the signal of the mobile network and boosts it in a certain area. And customers who are visiting that area can benefit from improved services.
So that sort of, if I recall the location of the Kalangadu Roadhouse, it'll sort of send it down that road towards the back boat ramp where there's lots of people who are permanent residents, or there's a few people anyway who are permanent residents along there. Is that the area that you're targeting?
Yeah, well, it's in the vicinity of the store at the moment, but over time we are exploring options to put a small cell mobile repeater in that area too, so we can supply services to those people you just referenced.
Michael, appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thanks for being part of Mornings. Some explanation on what happened at Strawn over the weekend.